Which geologic epoch are we in right now? Come on, you remember from 10th grade science class. Well, let's start a little further back, about 2.5 million years ago. That's when the Pleistocene began. Glaciers covered the Earth and woolly mammoths reigned. Then, about 11,000 years ago, things changed.
Ice sheets moved away. That period then was called the Holocene, which describes a period of relative warmth and humanity spreading across the planet.
That's Eric Dorfman. He's the director of the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh. And I visited him at his office in the museum to find out about a new exhibit there. It's called We Are Nature, Living in the Anthropocene. Wait, I thought we were in the Holocene.
The Anthropocene is a proposed new geological era that acknowledges the impact that humans have had on the planet. In 2000, some notable geologists suggested that there is a signature that will be in the fossil record that is dominated by humanity. And that's what the Anthropocene means, the age of humanity.
You use the term will be, looking forward into the future. So how can we tell that we're in the Anthropocene?
Well, the Anthropocene describes a whole suite of different activities that include carbon, which we can measure, organochlorides, plastics, chemicals in the soil, changing acid levels of seawater. All those things come together to form the Anthropocene. So we are measuring all of those things all the time, and I mean we being science. We're in it because we see it all around us. I mean, we're sitting here in this big building. There's concrete outside this window. So much is actually around us that describes the Anthropocene that is part of what will become, in the future, a distinct fossil layer.
Dorfman says while there's a nuanced argument to be made that some of us are changing the planet more than others, and so even have the time and resources to contemplate this new age, there's another side to it.
This has sparked a real social response and an artistic response in many people. This is, in essence, like a cultural movement almost. The awareness is also, in its own way, akin to the Renaissance, or we even think about the changes that happened during the Neolithic period, neither of which are geological eras. And yet, their impact on human society has been profound. And so we have an opportunity here, through the agency of the Anthropocene, to rethink our relationship with the planet. And that gets into the concept from which we name the exhibition, We Are Nature. The idea that humans and nature are irrevocably entwined. We are natural beings. Everything we do, even this building, is part of nature.
Let's take a look at some of this us.
We head out of Dorfman's office and get on a gilded elevator that takes us to the third floor of the museum. At the start, the exhibit sets up the concept of the Anthropocene.
So we have here some iron ore that shows very clear stratification in the rocks.
It's a piece of rock with red, gray, and brown layers.
So you can see something was happening in the environment here. There's a marked change here, and the rock looks completely different.
It's kind of what you'd expect to see in a natural history museum. The layers were formed over many years. The bottom layers are older than the top.
Next to it, which is for me a little bit of irony, we have a piece of plastic agglomerate, which is rock that actually is an accumulation of plastic detritus from humans that the waves and other natural forces have smashed together and created essentially a new mineral.
Human-caused climate change, habit alteration, pollution, and even modifying the genetic code of animals is explored here. And, of course, extinction. endangered, threatened, and even extinct species like the passenger pigeon are on display. Those stuffed animals we've come to expect in museums. With a twist.
Vote for the next generation's most distinguished extinct animal. So you have mountain gorilla, pangolin, black rhinoceros.
It's a little bit of dark humor. A portrait of each animal is displayed on the wall.
It tells you how many are left, what their environmental problems are, and under each one there's a little jar where you can vote for it with money.
The donations go to the World Wildlife Fund designated to help each species.
To me, this is one of the most poignant parts of the whole exhibition. It is a little shocking, and that's the kind of thing you remember, because we are trying to engage hearts and minds. It's not just minds. And if people feel them emotionally, there's more likely to be not just memory, but action. And this, in many ways, this exhibition is a call to action. Ben Franklin said, if we don't hang together, we'll all hang separately. No one of us can solve the world's environmental problems alone, but working together, there still is hope. And that's what we're aiming to give in this exhibition, is a sense of hope.
That was Eric Dorfman, the director of the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh. Their exhibit, We Are Nature, Living in the Anthropocene, is open through August of 2018.